We are here in the WGXC studio in Acre with Ralph Kelly from the Main Street Vibes Committee in Cairo, and he's going to tell us about the fourth annual George B. O'Neill tribute concert that is Saturday night with the Here and Now Jazz Sextet at Gallagher's at 513 Main Street in Cairo. It starts at 7:30 Saturday night, and Ralph Kelly, welcome to WGXC.
Thank you, Tom.
How are you doing this morning?
Very good, thank you. Wonderful spot down here. It's great.
And Gallagher's is a wonderful spot on Main Street across from the town hall and the library and everything.
Yes.
And what's going to go on there Saturday night?
Well, we have this is the fourth time we've done this. It's a tribute concert to the memory of George and Marge O'Neill that ran O'Neill's Pub at East Durham for decades. And it was a watering hole for musicians and live music of all types.
Not just Irish
music?
Not
just Irish, no. They did Irish, of course, and did everything from folk to rock to a little bluegrass to hammer dulcimer stuff to,
jazz,
of course, you know. George loved all kinds of music, and Marge. Marge was a little more partial to rock and roll, but she loved jazz, too. And so when they really prematurely, both of them passed away, we thought we would continue on their memory with doing a little concert to them every year and featuring the music they both most like, which was jazz. So I have a little thing I can read.
Yeah, you want to tell us about the band Saturday night? It's called the Here and Now Jazz Sextet.
Right, and there are six fellows that have absolutely wonderful bios. They're all... I am the timekeeper for the night, the drummer, and I've been doing it for six decades of all kinds and types of music, but the main guys, people will be coming to hear, I'll just give their names real quickly.
Are these local guys, or are they coming from afar?
Yes. Yeah, well, pretty much. Oh, yeah.
Is there much of a local jazz scene? Do you play with lots of other people?
Well, years ago I did more than I do now, but who's going to come this Saturday is Chris Payson, who has a wonderful bio. By the way, this is a little paper I'm showing you now, Tom, that will be a throwaway, a little program that we'll give out on Saturday. That gives the history of what's going on and why we're doing it, and the bios for the guys that are playing. And Chris Payson is the leading guy tonight, Saturday. He spent nearly 3 years in a row with Buddy Rich. He's got a wonderful resume of study and playing with wonderful guys. Jack McDuff, he played with all kinds of wonderful men through the years, Jimmy Giuffre and so on. Also, Vinnie Martucci is going to play with us, a wonderful keyboard man. He was a co-founder of the jazz fusion quartet, The Dolphins, with Dan Brubeck. And he's played with the blues artist Rory Block. He's a producer, recording engineer. I mean, they're wonderful, wonderful players. Matthew Fink is a outstanding guitarist, composer, and educator. He has his own band called the Matthew Fink Jonathan Ball Project. He's played with Ronan Tynan and different with the Hudson Valley Philharmonic, and he's a composer. He teaches right now at St. Rose and plays freelances with all kinds of wonderful jazz musicians. Ken Olson, a wonderful trombone player, educated at North Texas State University in music. He freelances Local 14 in Albany, member of the Schenectady Community College Empire Jazz Orchestra and the Keith Prey Big Soul Ensemble. Currently, he plays with Alex Torres Latin Orchestra, which just recently came back from an out-of-the-states tour, I believe, down in Latin America. And just a wonderful player. Joy Thomas Big Band, he's a member of that also. And Skip Parsons Riverboat Jazz Band, very accomplished, wonderful trombonist. Jim Curtin, wonderful, big demand in the capital, in the Hudson Valley, rather. He played years ago with the Stanford Jazz Workshop for many years, played gigs with bandmates of Chick Corea, Cleo Lane, and Whitney Houston. He's concertized with the band Orleans years ago. He plays locally with Jimmy Viviano, the local Hudson Valley musicians, Joe Beck, Hugh Brody, Buddy McDonald, Pete Levin, Mike D'Amico, Dean Sharp, Mike Kroll, and Ken McGloin. And myself, I have to read my own bio. How's that?
Can you remember it all?
It's kind of short. But enjoying his first playing day today at age 17, Ralph Kelly, a self-taught musician with guidance from George Lawrence Stone, the great teacher, has been playing in the jazz, blues, and Celtic genres for with much attendant dance band experience for six decades, from gigging around Manhattan in the mid-50s to playing in the Castle Mountain resorts in the 60s and 70s to leading his own quartet with keyboardist John McLean in the Capitol District in the 80s. This veteran session player joins his fellow musicians in making a joyful noise this Saturday night for George and Marge O'Neill. And on the bottom we have written that these concerts are dedicated to the memory of George and Marge O'Neill and their happy and tireless promoting of live music, especially jazz, the one true American folk music in the Greene County, New York area. So that's pretty much... I can read the last page, which kind of will tell people why we're doing the concert. This is how it goes. It says, the idea of a gathering place featuring live performance of the disparate musical genres of jazz, blues, rock, folk, bluegrass, and Celtic was the brainchild of George O'Neill. George and his wonderful wife, Marge, promoted live music for decades while running O'Neill's Pub in East Durham, New York, a mecca for live music from the 40s until the mid-80s, when it was sold. When John Gallagher purchased the hall in 1999, George's idea found root and Main Street Vibes was born. Such diverse jazz artists as Sheila Jordan and the Brubeck Brothers have performed at The Vibes, Sheila several times, along with a host of other top-flight groups. All, by the way, have commented on the fine acoustics of the room, a testament to the builders of this fine old building back in 1894, when they built it. John Gallagher, a fine bagpiper, bandleader, and teacher, cherishes the memory of his long friendship with his music-loving pals George and Marge O'Neill. He is hopeful that The Vibes will become an ever-popular venue for all the live music performance available in the area, a legacy to their memory. It must also be mentioned that Guy Lochran and Donna Trunzo continue to make The Vibes a success by their continued quiet, hard work behind the kitchen and bar counters respectively. Both Donna, singer, and Guy, harmonica, are performers in their own right and are knowledgeable jazz aficionados as well. The future of Main Street Vibes looks to be a bright and exciting one as long as lovers of live music like you abound.
All right. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Ralph Kelly from the Main Street Vibes Committee in Cairo, and he's previewing a little bit of the fourth annual George B. O'Neill Tribute Concert with Here and Now Jazz Sextet this Saturday night, May 16th at 7:30 p.m. at Gallagher's on Main Street. And I guess you just get tickets at the door?
Yeah, exactly. It's $15. Two sets. There's food and drink available, you know, wine and beer and a wonderful finger food. And it's
excellent,
it's a great
acoustics.
Night.
Yeah. Excellent acoustics. And John's, yeah. John's not going to get the bagpipes out.
You know, it's as a as part of the tribute to George and Marge, he always plays a little entree.
Oh, he will. So he will.
Number coming in, and
if anybody's seen a local parade around town,
yeah,
they've probably seen John Gallagher leading the bagpipes.
Right. And then we pick up a little on what he plays, a little faster version and a chorus or two, and then we go into the set, you know. So,
is there a good audience for jazz in Green?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's sad to say when you read the bios of these wonderful guys, especially my bio, but the guys I'm lucky to play with, you just wonder that they aren't. I mean, they all work, they all do enough, but in my estimation, they should be playing more, you know, and certainly more venues, opportunity, hopefully in Greene County, eventually here and there, you know. We're hoping that some bars, lounges, and so on would like to put a three piece together or four piece together down the road for weekends or that sort of thing. So. Yeah, it's we probably get 40, 50, 60 people, depending on, you know, on the weather and the time and the luck.
What else is going on and things
exactly.
out of your control.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
So, I guess the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill has been doing a little
They have a nonprofit status, which gives them a leg up because they get grants from here and there. And of course, John Gallagher is working on that, but it's quite a process, a legal process for one guy to tackle on his own. He needs a lot of help legally and so on. So he's working on that. In a year or two or three to come, he may also be a nonprofit, have a nonprofit status, and then get some help from grants and things, which would be wonderful to get more name, you know, recognized main jazz artists and other artists that come down and play there. Not just doing jazz, we're working on something for bluegrass in June. And George loved that, and it's wonderful, wonderful music, as you know. And we hope to do another jazz presentation in July. We have Sonny Rock playing with his blues band, playing in middle August, on a Saturday in mid-August. That should be wonderful. And Sheila Jordan may come back in the fall. So we're working on some things that keep everything going. You know.
And usually you program during the summer months when it's warmer?
Well, it's a little quieter, but we're working to build that up. So we're going to have something, as I see, bluegrass in June, and something, a couple of things, hopefully, at least one in July, and a couple of things, the big thing in August with Sonny Rock, you know, who's local. He's up here.
Right. He does the local music show
wonderful
on WRIP.
Wonderful guy, nice too. Guy, yeah.
So let's hear what you brought us a CD.
Well, you know, I don't know if you have time to
Let's play the
play any of
the Billie Holiday song.
That would be a nice representation of the people on that would be Greg Speck, who was on keyboard, who was a local guy who taught at Byrne English Department for years. He retired. He moved to New Orleans to get closer to that music scene. He in recent years went more to Zydeco and the accordion, but at back in the early mid 80s, he was doing a lot of keyboard, jazz keyboard, very nice jazz keyboard. And Gary Lisi, who was a local fellow but also lived in New York and played in various places around, and he was on there. And Daryl Brenzel, who was the alto horn on this particular number, was as I remember, a Berkeley guy, and played in the Washington D.C. Marine band, which is the number one Marine band in the country, is my understanding. And Pam Danz is on there, and Bob Danz at that time was a dentist up in Wyndham, but played a lot of R&B and jazz on the side, and so they're all on this tape, and that's. Myself on the brushes. I don't know if you'll hear me or not, but the main thing is to hear Pam Danz singing, and Daryl Brenzel does a wonderful rendition, which you'll hear on God Bless the Child, on the alto sax.
All right, let's take a listen. Thank you. right, God Bless the Child from Billie Holiday, and we're talking to Ralph Kelly about that song and the songs that are also going to be heard by the Here and Now Jazz Sextet this Saturday night at the 4th Annual George B. O'Neill Tribute Concert at Gallagher's in Cairo on Main Street in Cairo, 513 Main Street, across from Town Hall and the library at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, May 16th. And you want to tell anybody who just tuned in what they just heard, Ralph?
Pardon me?
What song they just heard? Or what?
Oh, that was God Bless the Child, you know, a Billie Holiday classic.
And that was you on drums there?
Yeah.
That sounded great.
And Daryl Brenzell was the wonderful... you know, what would happen there on a Sunday, we would do this. See, they did it for years and years, and I wasn't, of course, the only drummer. There were a lot of guys that came in and sat in. It was a sit-in kind of a situation. But towards the end there, 83, 84, I became more or less like the house drummer, you know? But anyway, you never knew who was going to walk through the door. This kid walked in one afternoon there, never been before or since, and he had this soft pack of an alto horn on his back. So I spied him right away from the stage, and I said, hey, this kid looks like he's serious. So at the break of what we were doing, I talked to him, and he said, you want to sit in? He says, yeah, man, sure. So when he was over in the corner kind of warming up, I'm saying to myself, this kid is this kid's all right. So he came up, and he played that. He played, it's a shame, we played three or four other things too, but just this, which were wonderful. Played some blues and stuff with him, but we only got this recorded. And these little recorders, you know, they're about a foot long and 4 inches wide, but they had Dolby sound back in those days, a little tapes. It's wonderful sound for a little box like that. Yeah. But this particular number, we played that Sunday afternoon. It was I remember it so well. It was a July 4th weekend, a Sunday. Blistering hot, 90-degree weather. O'Neill's was never air-conditioned, and we were all soaking wet. The sweat was coming off my nose and down onto my drum head. It was like, you know, but we had so much fun doing it, we didn't care, you know. So, but every Sunday was a crapshoot. Different guys would come, different musicians from all the resorts. We'd have sometimes 8, 9, 10 guys come in. We'd split it up and take groups of 4 or 5, and sometimes we'd do a big ensemble. We did some Charles Mingus stuff and Ellington stuff, and you know, we had a great, great time. It was all ad lib, unrehearsed, just tap it off your head kind of a stuff, and that was the wonder of it. And really, that's what this Saturday is. People have remarked, like the last time we played, a couple came in retired from Long Island. They were sat down, and on the break, they got my ear and they said, "What do you guys play?" I said, "Well." We play once a year. We come together, and it's different people that show up. And I mean, you don't rehearse? No, we kind of it's like a jazz thing. We get together. I email them the tunes that we're gonna, so they know what tunes we're gonna do, and then we just come and we do it. And they were like blown away, like, you know. But I mean, that's nothing unusual. Jazz people, jazz musicians do that. That's what they do. We do whatever.
So somebody could show up with alto sax on their back on Saturday?
Well, I mean, they would be welcome to sit in, absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. But you better know you better have your scales down, because these guys are...
they're real players.
It's very hard to keep an edge to play with these guys. I don't play as much as I did now. I'm getting up in the years. And
have you played with these players before?
Yes, I have. I've played with Jim Curtin, who was the double bass player. I have played with Matt Fink, who's the guitar player. And I've played with the trombone, Ken Olson, player before. So, but I haven't played with Vinnie Matucci, and I haven't played with Chris Payson yet. So we're going to do one of Chris Payson's own, numbers. It's called Meter Maid, and I think maybe he has faxed the music to the other guys, and I heard it once, so that's enough. I can play with them. Nice up four fast number. People will enjoy that. So, and we do a good cross section. This is not avant-garde jazz. It's stuff that a lot of people will be familiar with, you know, toe tap and stuff. And by the way, we always end with the Saints, because that was traditional at George and Marge's pub, And no matter what we're playing before, whether it's the Latin, we do Latin or this or that or whatever, we always end up with the Saints, and that's we give it a rousing rendition, and that's how we end the night, and people love it. So, so it'd be fun.
All right. Well, give us the information one more time if somebody just tuned in. How can they show up Saturday?
Well, you can just show up at 513 Main Street. The doors open at 6:30. The musicians arrive around that time. It's between 6:30 and 7. They set up, and we get off. We like to get going at 7:30. We play like an hour, 15 minutes, an hour and a half, maybe the set, a little break in between, and then we come back for a little shorter set, maybe at least an hour or so at the end. We generally are done by 11-ish, you know, early, and it isn't a 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning kind of a thing. And so that's what it is, $15 at the door. And I have to say, I think if you like good music, which you're not going to hear that much in this area, I have to tell you, you like jazz, you should show up and treat yourself, your ears, to some good listening. So,
all right, that's the Here and Now Jazz Sextet at the 4th Annual George B. O'Neill Tribute Concert this Saturday, 7:30 at May 16th at Gallagher's, 513 Main Street in Cairo. All right, Ralph Kelly, thank you so much
for
joining us.
All right, my man. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And,